Bis jetzt, der Schmeier, we're going to learn Chagiga Dav Zayin. We're going to start from the very last line on Dav Vov Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosom, we learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Maseches Peah, and many of us are familiar with this Mishnah. Eilu Dvorim She'eilu Em Shiur, the following are a list of things that do not have any, they don't have a fixed measure, they don't have a maximum amount of how much you can do it. For example, HaPeah, there's a halacha that when a person is harvesting his fields, he has to leave a section on the corner of the field for the poor people. Then the Torah doesn't tell us how much you have to leave. The Chachamim, they did give us some form of a measure. They said one should leave a 60th, but according to the Torah, there's no maximum. The Habikurim, how many Bikurim, which are the first of the fruits that ripen of the Shivas Haminim that are brought to the Beis Hamikdash, how many, how much, the Torah doesn't tell us. The Horayoin, the Gemara is going to discuss soon, it's obviously going to have something to do with the mitzvah of Re'iyah, either the amount of times that a person can and should come to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tov, or it's going to be talking about the Korban Oilas HaRe'iyah, that there's a minimum of one Korban one has to bring on Yom Tov. Does one have to bring more? Is there no limit of how many Korbanos one can bring Oilas HaRe'iyah? Ugemilos Chasodim, doing acts of kindness, and this is talking about primarily acts of kindness that one does with one's body. With the money, when the amount of money a person should spend, that's already a different discussion. But Gemilus Chasadim, that person does physically, giving of his time, giving of his energy, there's no maximum. The Talmud Torah, and obviously the mitzvah of learning Torah, has no limits. Omer Beichanon. So Beichanon said, Kesvurim onu leimar. We suggest to understand that when it says in the Mishnah we just learned, Horayoin, which is something to do with the mitzvah of Re'iyah, of coming to the Beis Hamikdash, Aliyah L'Regel, Ein Lo Shiru L'malo, it does not have any maximum amount of times that one does Horayoin, Aval Yesh Lo Shiru L'mato, but there is a minimum amount. And here Rabbi Yechanan is saying that we assume this is talking about the value of how much the Korban Oilo has to cost. And we saw in our Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai, the Re'iyah, the Oilas Re'iyah, has to be a minimum of Shtei Kesef. According to Beis Hillel, the Oilas Re'iyah has to be a minimum of a Mo'o Kesef, a silver coin. So that's definitely a minimum, but there's no maximum. That's what Rabbi Yechanan wanted to say. Ad Shebo Rabbi Oishia Beribi, until Rabbi Oishia, who was the god Ladoir, he v'limeid horayoin and said, Ein lo shiur loy lemalo v'loy lemato. He says that the ra'ayoin that is mentioned here doesn't even have a minimum requirement and also doesn't have a maximum requirement. And obviously there is a machloikus b'shil and b'shamai, but he says that machloikus is only midrabonon. Min ha'toira, there's no minimum amount how much the korban oila has to be worth. Aval chachomim oimrim, the chachomim say ha'ra'iya mo'o kesef, v'chagiga shtei kesef. And this is not an opinion that's arguing. This is just what the chachomim said. That means Rabbi Oishia Beribi said, Ein lo shiur loy lemalo v'loy lemato. Min ha'toira, there's no minimum amount that the oilas ha'ra'iya has to be worth. However, the chachomim said that it should be the oilas ha'ra'iya should be mo'o kesef. This is like the halacha according to Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. V'chagiga shtei kesef, the minimum a chagiga has to be worth is two silver coins. And now the Gemara is asking, "My hori oyin, what is this royin? What does it mean when the Mishnah says that ra'oyin doesn't have a shiur, doesn't have a maximum? What does it mean?" Rabbi Yechanan Omar Re'iyas Ponim Ba'azora. Rabbi Yechanan means that there's no maximum amount of times that you can come into the Beis Hamikdash. You want to come on over Yom Tov, and you want to come in every day. You want to come in three times a day. It doesn't matter. You can come in whenever you want. However, regarding a korban, there is a maximum. Rabbi Yechanan holds you're not allowed to bring more than one korban re'iyah over Yom Tov. The first time you come on Yom Tov to the Beis Hamikdash, you bring the korban re'iyah. After that, you do not bring a korban re'iyah. So when it says that re'oyin is ein lo shiur, then it means the amount of times you actually come to be seen in the Beis Hamikdash. Rish Lakish Omer re'iyas ponim b'korban. Rish Lakish says that even regarding bringing the oilas ha'ra'iyah, there's no shiur, there's no maximum, and every time you come into the Beis Hamikdash, you bring a korban oilas ra'iyah. And now the Gemara is going to explain. Be'ikra regel, on the first day of Yom Tov, then kule alma loy pligi, everybody agrees, deri asponim b'korban, that when one comes to the Beis HaMikdash that first time on Yom Tov, one must bring a korban. Ki pligi, where they're arguing, b'shayim ois haregel, what happens when they come in on any other day of Yom Tov? Then kol heicha de'oso v'aisi, whenever he comes into the Beis HaMikdash, if he wants to bring a korban, he wants to come in and bring the korban, he's allowed to bring the korban. What's the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? If he comes in on one of the other days, but he comes in without a korban. Rabbi Yochanan says that coming into the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't need to bring a korban every time he comes in. Reish Lakish Omer, Reish Lakish argues and says, that re'iyas ponim b'korban, that means to kol emas da'osi tzorech la'asuye, that every time he comes into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring a korban. Every day he has to bring another korban oilas re'iya. And now the Gemara asks, Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan, how can you, Rabbi Yochanan, say that you can come into the Beis HaMikdash, kol emas da'osi loy tzorech la'asuye, that you can come into the Beis HaMikdash, you do not need to bring a korban? We have an issue with the pasuk. Does the pasuk not say, v'lo yirou ponai reikom, that you should not appear before me empty-handed? So you see clearly that when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring a korban. Answers the Gemara on Maleir B'Yechanan, answer to Reish Lakish, be'ikar horegel. When it says in the pasuk, lo yirou ponai reikom, it's referring to the main part of the Yom Tov, which is the first day. And indeed, as we saw on the first day of Yom Tov, everybody agrees that when one comes to the Beis HaMikdash, one has to bring a korban. Now the Gemara is asking another question. Eisvei Reish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan another question. It says in the Braisa, v'lo yirou ponai reikom, that when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, then you have to come with a korban, you cannot come empty-handed. Bizvachim, what does it mean, you cannot come empty-handed? What do you have to bring with you? Bizvachim, you have to bring animals. Not a bird offering, and not a mincha, however, it has to be a izvachim. Says the Braisa, continues, ato emir bizvachim, you assuming that lo yiroi ponai reikom means that you have to come with an animal korban, maybe not, oy eino elo ba'oifo yisum enochis, maybe it's enough to come with birds or a mincha, v'dinhu. However, there's a logic, there's a svara that says that it should be especially with animals, as the Braisa says, because ne'emro chagiga lehedyut, because we know that the korban chagiga was a korban shlomim, which was appreciated and eaten by a regular person. V'nemra re'iya l'gavoyar. And then there's the korban oila, the oilas re'iya, which has to be brought, which is l'gavoyar, which is for Hashem. As it says in the pasuk, v'lo yiroi ponai reikom, you shouldn't come before me empty-handed. So it seems that when you come to Hashem with the re'iya, it has to be something which is uniquely for Hashem. So we compare the two. Ma chagiga ha'amura lehedyut zvachim. In the same way as the korban chagiga, which is clearly for the benefit of the people, it's talking about a proper animal korban, as it says in the pasuk, v'lo yolin chelev chage ad boike, that the fats of the chagiga should not be left overnight, and they have to be put on the mizbeach. So you see that it's a type of offering. The chagiga is a korban that has fats, it must be an animal. So too the korban that is brought when coming into the Beis HaMikdash, it's assumed that it's zvachim. And now the Gemara is saying, all we know is that don't come empty-handed, and we compared it to chagiga, that the same way as chagiga, which is for a private person, for the individual person, and that was the korban shlomim, which was an animal, so too you come with an animal, but we don't yet know which animal. We keep speaking about the oilas ra'iya because that's the conclusion, but the Braisa doesn't know that yet. So the Braisa says, umahin zvachim, which animals do you have to bring for your ra'iya when you come into the Beis HaMikdash? Oilos, the Braisa assumes that it's a korban oila. Says the Braisa, ato imir oilois, are you going to suggest that why should it be oilois? Oy eino elo shlomim, maybe it's a korban shlomim, and also an animal, but not an oila. Says the Gemara, no, v'dinhu. Logic dictates that we again compare chagiga to re'iya. Nemro chagiga lehediot. It says that the korban chagiga was brought for an ordinary person on Yom Tov. V'nemro re'iyah lo gavoya, and it says that the korban re'iyah lo yiroi ponai reikom. That's something which is for Hashem. Ma chagiga ha'amuro lehediot. In the same way as the korban chagiga that was said for the person, beroui loy, is a korban that is fit for him, which is a shlomim, which is eaten by the person who's bringing it. So too the korban re'iyah, which is brought for Hashem, so to speak, is a korban which is uniquely for Hashem. What would that be? That would be the korban oila, which is completely put on the mizbeach. V'chein bedin, and there's another logic to back that up, and that is shel lo yehi shulchan chamoli v'shulchan rabcha reikom. That when you're eating your korban shlomim, it would make sense that the mizbeach, so to speak, the Hashem's table is full, that the mizbeach is burning a whole korban, which is the korban oila. Now the Mefarshim explain that what the Gemara intended to ask is that from these final words, shelo yehi shulchan chamoli v'shulchan rabcha reikom, that your table shouldn't be full and your master's table be empty. It seems that whenever you have on your private table, you have korbonis, make sure there's a korban on your master's table, on the mizbeach. Now we know that the mitzvah of Simcha is every day of Yom Tov, and every day of Yom Tov we eat the Shalmei Simcha, something we're going to learn about more a little bit later. So we have the Korban Shlomim, so it would seem that every single day, or at least every time you come into the Beis HaMikdash, make sure that in the same way as you have meat on your table with the Shalmei Simcha, that you put something on Hashem's table, so to speak, and you bring a Korban Oila. And this is contrary to what Rabbi Yochanan said before, that one can come into the Beis HaMikdash without bringing a Korban Oila. Answers the Gemara, Omar Le, Rabbi Yochanan answered to Reish Lakish, again here too, Be'ikar HaRegel, where the Braisa is primarily talking about the main part of the Yom Tov, which is the first day. And on the first day, indeed, make sure that your master's table, Hashem's table, the Mizbeach, it has got an Oila on it, and the same way as you have your Shalmei Chagiga. However, but the Shalmei Simcha, which you have the whole of Yom Tov, the rest of Yom Tov, that's not regarding those days. We have this logic of that Shelo Yehi Shulchan Rab Choreikom, and therefore Beichanan says we have no proof from that Braisa that you have to bring a Korban Re'iyah every time you come into the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara is now asking another question. Eisvei. Now this is another question Reish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yochanan. You, Rabbi Yochanan, said that you're allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash every day of Yom Tov, and you do not have to bring a Korban Oila Sariyah, you only have to do that the first day. Eisvei. We're going to ask this against this from a Braisa. Rabbi Yisi b'Rabbi Yehuda Oimei. Sholo Yish Regolim Bashono, there are three Yomim Tovim in the year. Nitztavu Yisrael Lalis Beregel, on these three Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, B'chag HaMatzis, Shavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, one has to come to the Beis HaMikdash for Oila Regel. V'ein Nirin L'chatzoyim, we'll see in the Gemara what that means, but V'ein Nirin L'chatzoyim, they should not appear in parts, in groups, Mishum Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Kol Zuchurcha, all the men should come to be Oila Regel, and not just part of them. Don't come in groups. We'll soon see what that means. And also continues the Braisa, V'ein Nirin Reikonim. They should not come into the Beis HaMikdash empty-handed. Mishum Shenemer V'lo Yirou Ponei Reikom. As it says in the Pasuk, that you should not come into the Beis HaMikdash empty-handed. So how can you, Rabbi Yochanan, say that you can come into the Beis HaMikdash without a Korban Oila for the rest of Yom Tov? It just says in the Braisa here, V'ein Nirin Reikonim, you should not come empty-handed. Omer Lei, again, Rabbi Yochanan answers to Reish Lakish, the same answer as before, Be'ikar HaRegel, we're talking about the main part of Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov, and indeed, on that first day, everybody has to bring a Korban Oila. The rest of Yom Tov, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that would not be necessary, and even if you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you do not need to bring a Korban. And now it's Rabbi Yochanan's turn to ask Reish Lakish a question. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. You, Reish Lakish, say that every time you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to come with a Korban Oila, an Oila Sariyah. We have an issue with that. The Pasuk says, Yeiro'e Yir'eh. We've already seen that. The Pasuk says that one comes into the Beis HaMikdash to be seen by Hashem, and so to speak, to see Hashem. And we've learned earlier on in the Masechta some halachas about that. But here the Braisa says that we're comparing the way we see Hashem and the way Hashem sees us. Ma'ani b'chinom, the same way as I, Hashem, am seeing you for free. Hashem doesn't need to come to the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak, and bring a korban. Af atem b'chinom, so too, when you come to see me, says Hashem, you can come b'chinom, you can come free of charge, you can come with nothing, you don't need to bring a korban. So how can Yush Lakish say that every time you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you need to bring a korban? It seems here from the Braisa, not like that. And this question, Rish Lakish doesn't manage to answer. Elo, we have to change the definition of their argument. Till now we saw in the Gemara before that the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, was they all agree that you're allowed to bring the korban. The question is, do you have to bring the korban? Rabbi Yechon says that you don't have to, and Rish Lakish says you do have to. And now we're changing that. Elo, kol heicha da'osa v'loi aisi, everybody agrees that you do not have to bring a korban. Even Rish Lakish agrees you do not have to bring the korban. The question is, if he does bring a korban, do we accept it from him? Rabbi Yechon said that when it says that the inlem shiur horayoin just means that there's no shiur for the amount of times that you come into the azara, that Re'ias ponim huda'inu shir, it's only the amount of times you come into the Beis HaMikdash that doesn't have a measure, ha'korban yesh lo shir. However, regarding the oilas re'ia, you're not allowed to bring more than one korban. Rish Lakish omar, re'ias ponim b'korban. Rish Lakish says that ein lem shir is even talking about the korbonis, that filu korban nami ein lo shir, that if you want to bring a korban, there's no minimum amount of korban oilas re'ia that you bring, and if you want to bring a korban every time you come in, you're allowed to. So you asked a question before, Yeroa yire ma'ani b'chinam af ato b'chinam, 100%, because everybody agrees that you do not have to bring a korban. The whole discussion is, are you allowed to bring a korban? Says the Gemara, Eisvei, Rabbi Yechanon is again challenging Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish said that if you want to bring as many korbanos as you want, you're allowed to. But does it not say in the Pasuk, Hoikar raglocho mi beis re'echo, that let your foot be scarce in the house of your friend, of your beloved, so to speak, the Beis HaMikdash, which means to avoid coming into the Beis HaMikdash bringing extra korbanos. And you, Rish Lakish, say, you can bring in ein lo em shiur, you can bring as many korbanos as you want. Answers the Gemara, no. Hosam b'chatois v'ashomis. This that it says, that hoikar raglocho mi beis re'echo, that you should not come into the Beis HaMikdash and bring lots of korbanos, that's only talking about a chatos and an oshom which are brought for people who did averus. And there, with the Chazal are telling us, the Pasuk is telling us, avoid doing averus even by mistake. It seems that a person can be extra careful, try and avoid even making mistakes, in order that you shouldn't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a chatos and an osham. However, the korban oila sariya, we have no issue, and you can come as often as you want. Could Reb Levi? The Reb Levi Romi. This is similar to what Reb Levi said. Reb Levi asked an apparent contradiction. Ksiv in one pasuk it says, "Hoikar raglocho mi beis re'echo," that let your feet be scarce in the house of Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash. Don't come and bring korbanos too often. Or ksiv in another pasuk it says, "Ovoy veischa ba'olos," that I will come to your house with korbanos oila, with oila offerings. So it seems that coming to with the korban oilos is something which is lekatchila, something which is encouraged and is okay. And what did Reb Levi say? Loikashi, it's not a contradiction. Kan b'chatois v'eshomis, regarding those korbonis that come consequent to averus, the chatos and the osham, indeed, you should find every which way to make sure you don't have to bring those korbonis. Kan b'oilis v'shlomim. However, regarding the korban oilis and the korban shlomim, of course, it's good to come into the Beis HaMikdash. Tanya Namihachi, there's also a brisa to this effect. Hoi karag lecho mi beis re'echo. This pasuk that says that your feet should be scarce in the house of Hashem and avoid having to bring korbanos, b'chatois v'ashomis hakos of medabir. That's only talking about chatos and ashom, which are korbanos brought for averus. The brisa says, at oimer b'chatois v'ashomis, you're assuming that the pasuk of Hoi karag lecho mi beis re'echo is talking about chatos and ashom, oi einu elo b'oilois, with shlomim, maybe even oilas and shlomim, you should avoid bringing more than the minimum you have to. No, because says the Brisa, Kushu Omer, when it brings the other pasuk, when it says Ovo Yveischov Boilois Ashalim Lochonadore, when it says that I'll come to your house, the Beis Hamikdash, with Korban Oilois, and I'll pay for my vows, Hari Oilois Shlomim Omer. So you see clearly that to bring Oilo and Shlomim is a positive thing. If so, how are we going to understand the pasuk that says that you should avoid coming to Hashem's house with korbanos? The pasuk must be referring to korban chatos and korban osham, that only those should be avoided, and hence there's no question from hoy karag lachomi beis re'echo to the opinion of Rish Lakish, who says ein lo hamshir means the korban oilas re'eh, you can bring as many as you want. And now we're going back to a couple of words in a previously mentioned brisa. It says there that when they come to Aliyah L'Regel, ve'ein nirin chatzoin, they shouldn't come in groups. Like it says, kol zuchurcha, everybody should come together. So the Gemara now says, Sovar Rav Yosef Lemeimer, Rav Yosef considered explaining, what does that mean? That man de'is le'asar abonim, if somebody's got 10 sons, lo'ilisku ha'idna chamisha, you shouldn't take 5 to the Beis HaMikdash one day, ulemachor, and the next day, chamisha, to bring another 5 sons. Rather, you should bring all of them the same day. That's how Rav Yosef assumed is what the Braisa meant when it says, ve'en nirin chatzoin, they shouldn't come in groups. Omale Abaya. Abaya said to Rav Yosef, no. Pshita, that would be obvious, that when you have a family of 10 sons, you shouldn't split them up. Because Hay Minau Mashvus Luhu Poishim, which five of the 10 are you going to make them Poishim, negligent, and delay coming to the Beis HaMikdash at the first time they can? Hay Minau Mashvus Le Zerizim, and which ones are you going to make them diligent and fast and Zerizim to come the first possible time? So how are you going to split them? You have no way of doing that. And therefore, of course, you would bring them all up together. If so, what's the Braisa impressing on us when it says that Ve'inirin Chatzoin, they shouldn't come in groups, in parts? It says, Elo Krol, my also. So Abaya says, what's the Pasuk coming to teach us that we learn from Kol Zuchurcha, they all have to come together? Look at the Achirim, to what Achirim teach us. To Tanya, we learned in Abraya, Achirim Oimrim, and we've actually seen this before, Hamekamitz. If somebody is gathering together the excrement of dogs to process the leather, Vamatsarif Nachoshes, and those who are working with the copper, the Abursi and the tanner, and all these are works which the person working in them doesn't have such a good smell, and since he doesn't have a good smell, it's inappropriate for him to come in as a group together with all the other his other brethren going up to Yerushalayim, and therefore Peturim and Araya, they're actually totally exempted from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Shenema Kol Zuchurcha. From this pasuk we mentioned that Kol Zuchurcha, all the men should come together. Misha Yochi Lalisim Kol Zuchurcha, only somebody who's able to come up together with everybody else, then they are required in Aliyah L'Regel. Yotzu, and this excludes Elu She'ein Yecholim La'alisim Kol Zuchurcha, anyone who cannot come up with everybody else because of the bad smell that they have, and indeed they are exempt, and that's what the Braisa meant, that Ve'ein Nirin Chatzoim, that the Klal Yisrael should not come up in groups, which means anybody who has to be on his own, not together with everybody else, is exempt from Aliyah L'Regel. Continues the next Mishnah. Oilois b'moed, korban oilois, which is referring to the oilas ra'iya, which is brought on chol hamoed, and we're going to discuss that in the Gemara because the oilas ra'iya is a korban that belongs to the first day of Yom Tov and not necessarily chol hamoed. We're going to have to discuss that. Bois min achulin, there has to be money that belongs to the owner himself. He cannot use ma'isa sheni money and redeem it because what's ma'isa sheni? A person has to bring ma'isa sheni to Yerushalayim and buy with it food in Yerushalayim and eat a batara with Yerushalayim. So this person might say, I've got ma'isa sheni money, I have in any case have to buy foods with it, I'll buy with it the oilas ra'iya, and so to speak, I'll kill 2 birds with 1 stone, I won't need to have an extra expense of buying the oilas ra'iya. Says the Mishnah, no, bois mina chulin, it has to be money that is chulin and not ma'isa sheni. Vashlomim. However, the korban shlomim, the shalmei simcha, that through Yom Tov, the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha, a person has to be happy. And how do you do that? In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was with eating the meat, the flesh of korbanos. And that's called the Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha, they can be purchased with Maisa Sheini money. And now the Mishnah is going to discuss the Shalmei Chagiga. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and this is not the exclusion of Shavuos and Sukkos, this is the Shalmei Chagiga, which is the first day of any of the Shalish Regalim. The Gemara is going to discuss why the Mishnah singles out Pesach. And there, Beis Shammai Imrim, Beis Shammai hold Minachulin, the Shalmei Chagiga have to be brought with the private money, not with Maiser Sheini money, or Beis Hillel Imrim. Beis Hillel argue and say Min HaMaiser that the Shalmei Chagiga, even though it's a chiyuv to bring the Shalmei Chagiga, nonetheless one's allowed to bring it with Maiser Sheini money. Now coming back to the chiyuv of Samachto B'Chagecha, you have to be happy. And how are you happy over Yom Tov? That's by eating from the korbonis. So Yisrael, the regular Yisrael, not necessarily the Kohanim, Yoytzim Idei Chivosam, they can fulfill their obligation of Simcha on Yom Tov, B'Nedarim U'Nedavos, with those animals that they had to, through the year, they were required, Nedarim U'Nedavos, to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. They bring them over Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed, they shecht them, and now they have meat to eat over Yom Tov. It's the flesh of Korbonos, and they can fulfill their requirement of Simcha with it. U'B'Maiser Behema. And also Maiser Behema, there's a halacha that every tenth animal is brought as a korban, and there too they can use the Maiser Behema, eat the Maiser Behema animal, the korban Maiser Behema, they can eat it over Yom Tov, and that way they can be mekayim their simcha. V'Hakoyanim, and Koyanim have an added way of being able to fulfill their obligation of simcha on Yom Tov. It's either b'chatois v'ashomois, when people come and bring a chatos and oshom animals, then the Kohanim, they're the ones who eat those animals, and they have now meat from the animals with which to be mekayim their simcha. And also from Ubi Bechoyer, the Bechoyer, the firstborn of the kosher animals, are also brought as a korban, and the Kohanim eat that. And Ubi Choz of a Shaykh, and the breast and thigh of Shlomim, Korbonis Shlomim, which also are given to the Kohanim, and these are all parts of animal Korbonis which the Kohanim get, and they can eat that, and that way they've fulfilled their requirement of Simcha. Avaloi ba'ofis, avaloi b'menachis, however, when it comes to bird offerings or mincha, then they cannot be used, that means eating those would not work to fulfill their requirement of Simcha. Says the Gemara, that, and the very first beginning of the Mishnah we learnt, it said oilois b'moed, that the korban oilois is brought on chol hamoed. It seems not on Yom Tov. Bois min achulin, they cannot be used, they cannot be bought with redeeming Maaser Sheini money. So the Gemara is now coming to town with the very first statement that the oilois are b'moed, that the korban oila, the oila sorea, is brought on chol hamoed, and it seems that the korban oilus or ear, which is brought on chol hamoed, are brought from chulin money, not maaser sheini. It says the Gemara, elo oilus b'moed, hu debois min achulin. Can we deduce from the Mishnah that the oilus or ear that's brought on chol hamoed has to be brought with a person's private money, ha b'yom tov min ha-maisa? But if somebody brings the oilus or ear on the first day of Yom Tov, then it doesn't have to come from Chulin. He can use Maaser Sheini for money. Amai, why would that make sense? Dovo Shebachoivahu. We know that the Korban Oila Sra'iyah is mandatory. It's a Choiv. And V'chol Dovo Shebachoivah, Eine Bo'er Numen Achulin. You're not allowed to use Maaser Sheini to buy things you have to buy anyway. You have to buy extra things with it. Things that are food in your Yerushalayim that you're not required to bring. Oila Sra'iyah is a chiyuv, and if it's a chiyuv, it should always have to be brought only from chulin, not from maisa. Why does the Mishnah say that the oilos b'moed bois min achulin, that the oilos ru'iyah, which are brought on chol hamoed, they are the ones that have to come from chulin, not from maisa? V'chiteima, are you going to suggest ha'komash malon, that the Mishnah is coming to teach us the oilos b'moed bois b'yom tov einon bois? It could be that an oilos ru'iyah always has to come min hachulin, not min hamaisa. So why does it mention b'moed? Maybe to impress on us that you're only ever allowed to bring an oilas ru'iyah on chol hamoed. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bring a korban oila. And maybe that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Says the Gemara, Kaman, who would that be following? Kabeis Shammai, that would be following the opinion of Beis Shammai, Ditnan, as we learned in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Oimrim, Mavin Shlomim, that on Yom Tov you're allowed to bring a Shlomim Korban, because a Shlomim, a person, the person who's bringing it, actually benefits from it and eats from it. Ve'ein Tzemchin Alein, even though normally one does Smicha, one leans on a Korban before bringing it, but there's an Issur Rabbanon to lean on an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore if you're bringing the Korban Shlomim on Yom Tov, one does not do Smicha. Avaloi Oilois, but according to Beis Shammai, one's not allowed to bring any Korban Oila on Yom Tov, because the person has no personal benefit from it. It goes completely on the Mizbeach. And Beis Hillel argue and say, Mevim Shlomim v'Oilois. One's allowed to not only bring Shlomim, one's even allowed to bring Korban Oila on Yom Tov. But same Chnaleim, since there's a mitzvah to lean on them, the Chachomim didn't say that the Issa of leaning on an animal applies to the Korbonis. So you see here clearly that Beis Shammai, the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether can you bring an Oila on Yom Tov? In which case, if our Mishnah that says Oilois b'moyed bois menachulin is there to impress on us that the Korban Oila can only be brought in Chol HaMoed, not on Yom Tov, that would be following the opinion of Beis Shammai, not the opinion of Beis Hillel. Why would our Mishnah be doing that? And if you're going to say that the Mishnah means that only those Oilois that are brought on Chol HaMoed have to be bois menachulin, well, why would that be true? It's a Dovah Shabachoyva. Says the Gemara, Chisure Mechzer V'Hochik Tani, you actually have to read a few extra words into the Mishnah. And you have to understand the Mishnah as follows. Oilois Nedorim or Nedovois, either a Korban Oila, or Korban Nedorim and Nedovois, which are other Oilois. It means those Oilois which are Nedorim and Nedovois, which means you didn't have to bring them, just a person made a vow to bring them, he has to bring them, he doesn't have to bring them on Yom Tov, then b'moyed bois. Indeed, those Korban Oilos can only be brought on Chol HaMoed, even according to Beis Hillel. The whole machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is Oilas Re'ia, because the Yom Tov is what requires him to bring the Korban Oila, and therefore, according to Beis Hillel, you can bring it on Yom Tov. But those Oilos, which are Nedorim and Nedovois, everybody agrees they can be brought on Chol HaMoed, not on Yom Tov, but Yom Tov in on bois. You cannot bring them on Yom Tov. The Oilas Re'iyah, however, the Korban Oila, which is the Oilas Re'iyah, which is brought because of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel on Yom Tov, Bo'a Fila B'Yom Tov. As Beis Hillel said, you can bring such a Korban Oila even on Yom Tov. U'kashehi bo, and when it's brought, whenever the Korban Oilas Re'iyah is brought, Einei bo, elo min ha'chulin. It cannot be with Ma'isa She'ini, it can only be with chulin, with money which is his personal money. V'shal mi simcha. However, the Korban Shlomim, which is brought just for the sake of Simcha, boin af min ha'maisar. There you can buy the Korban Shalmei Simcha even with Ma'isa She'ini money, because the truth is that there is no requirement you have to bring a Shalmei Simcha. There's a requirement to be b'Simcha, and any Korban you want to eat, you can bring, you can have as your Simcha. And therefore, if I bring a Korban of Ma'isa She'ini money, there's no issue. I'm using my Sasheini money to bring a korban. That's okay. And then that's the korban I'll eat for the Shalmei Simcha. And therefore, you can use the Maisa money for the Shalmei Simcha. However, the Chagigas Yom Tov Arishon Shel Pesach, but the korban Chagiga, the Shalmei Chagiga, which is brought on the first day of every Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Oimrim min ha'chulin, it has to be brought from chulin. And Beis Hillel Oimrim min ha'maisa, Beis Hillel say it can be brought from Ma'isa She'ini money. And we're going to understand that a little bit more soon. Tanina mihochi, we can even bring a brisa that has the same reading as the words we've just read into our Mishnah. That oilos nedorim unadovois, those oilos which are nedorim unadovois, b'moyed bois, they can only be brought on Chol HaMoed. To bring a korban oila where you have no personal benefit on Yom Tov, that's something you're not allowed to do. B'Yom Tov ein on bois, you cannot bring them on Yom Tov. However, v'oilas re'iyah, the korban oilas re'iyah, bo'a filo b'Yom Tov, can be brought even on Yom Tov. U'kushehi bo, whenever it's brought, einei bo, elu min ha'chulin, it can only be used, but it can only be bought with money which was chulin. V'shalmei simcha boin af min ha'maisar, the shalmei simcha one can use even meat that was ma'isa she'ini, a korban of ma'isa that was bought with ma'isa she'ini money. V'chagigas yom tov rishon shel pesach, and the korban chagiga, the shalmei chagiga, which is brought on the first day of Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkos, b'shamay omrim min achulin, b'shamay say it has to be unconsecrated money, or b'shilil omrim min amaisa, b'shilil say it can even come from maisa sheni money. And now the Gemara is going to discuss why, when mentioning the machlokes bis shamay and bis hillel regarding the shalmei chagiga, can it be brought from maisa sheni money or only from chulin? Why does the Braisa and the Mishnah stress the yomtiv rishon shel Pesach, bringing Pesach? Why are you singling out Pesach? Maishno chagigas yomtiv rishon shel Pesach? Is it to exclude Shavuos and Sukkos? Of course not. Answers the Gemara, Omer Ravashi, Hokom Ashmalon. The Mishnah and Braisa are trying to impress something on us. The Chagigas Chamisha Osor in. That this whole Machlekes we saw here is only regarding the Korban Chagiga, which is actually brought on the Yom Tov itself, that comes from the Yom Tov. The Shalmei Chagiga of the 15th of Nisan, and it's the same Shalmei Chagiga as the 15th of Tishri on Sukkos and on Shavuos. However, regarding Nisan, it's to impress on us that it's that Chagiga, which is the Yom Tov Chagiga, the 15th of Nisan Chagiga, that is the Chagiga that we have this Machlekes, and according to Beis Shammai, it has to come from Chulin and not from Maaseh Sheni. To teach us that Chagigas Arba'os or Loi, that the day before the Korban Chagiga that was brought on Erev Pesach, just in order that all the people that are eating from the Korban Pesach should be able to be eating the Korban Pesach on a full stomach and not in a state of being very hungry, they would, if there were too many people then and there wasn't enough of the Korban Pesach itself to fill everyone up, then they would bring the Korban Chagiga on the 14th of Nisan, and there everybody agrees that one can use Maisa Sheni money from it, and even Beis Shammai will agree that it does not have to be min hachulin. And now we have to understand, why should it be that way? Why should the chagiga, which is brought on Yom Tov, that has to be from chulin, but the chagiga which is brought on Erev Pesach, that is allowed to be from the Maisa Sheni money? Alma Kosova, can we deduce? It seems from here we can deduce the Chagiga Sarbos Olav Deraisa, that there isn't really a biblical obligation to bring this Korban Chagiga. If it was a Mamash Achiyuv, an obligation that to make sure that when one eats the Korban Pesach, one is actually satisfied by it and doesn't remain hungry, and if there's too many people, then you have to have the Korban Chagiga. If that would be a biblical requirement, then anything which is a choiv would have to be done, would have to be with chulin money, not from Maisa Sheni. You cannot use Maisa Sheni to relieve yourself of an obligation that you had. However, it seems from here that Chagigas Arba Osor is not Minatoira. Since it's not Minatoira, then you're allowed to use Maisa Sheni money for it. Continues the Gemara. Coming back to that braisa we mentioned before, Omar Mar, Bishilil Oimrim Min Amaiser. We saw that the Shalmei Chagiga, there's machlokes between Bishilil and Beis Shammai, whether the Shalmei Chagiga can be brought for Maisa Sheni money. Beis Shammai said no. Bishilil said you can bring the Shalmei Chagiga with Maisa money. And here there's a big question, Amai, why should that be the truth? Dovo Shebachoivahi, the Chagiga. You have to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. If it's a choiv, if it's mandatory, then you cannot use Maisa Sheni for that. So how can you use Maisa money to buy the Chagiga, the Shalmei Chagiga? Answers the Gemara, Omar Ula, Betoifel. We're actually talking about a case where it's just a supplement, which means that the same Korban Chagiga that you're buying, part of it, part of the money is private money, is not Maisa Sheni money, and part of it is Maisa Sheni. So Beis Hillel say you're allowed to also add Maisa Sheni money in order to buy the Shalmei Chagiga. And now there's going to be Machlokes Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan exactly what this word Teufel means. Uda says that when Beis Hillel say you're allowed to use Maisa Sheni money for the Shalmei Chagiga, then it means you can supplement Maisa Sheni to the Chulin. So Chizkia says Teuflin Behema LeBehema, which means that if you had one animal that was brought with Chulin money, then you can bring another Chagiga, Shalmei Chagiga. If you're bringing more than one Shalmei Chagiga, you can bring a second Chagiga with Maisa Sheni money. Ve'in toflin mois lemois. However, when buying any one shal mechagiga, you cannot mix ma'isa sheni money with the private money in order to buy the animal. So even though he's buying a big animal and not just a small animal for his chagiga, but since this is the chagiga that he's fulfilling his requirement with, he's not allowed to mix ma'isa sheni money with it. However, if you're buying a second animal, that second animal can be an animal that is bought from ma'isa sheni money. That was Chizkiah's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Toiflin mois lemois. On the contrary, that when buying any one animal, you can add ma'isa sheni money to the chulin money when you're buying the korban. Ve'in toiflin behema lebehema, but to have a korban chagiga, which is even a second one, to have any korban chagiga that's bought exclusively with ma'isa sheni money, that's something which, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not allowed. Now, the amount of money that has to be from private money and not from ma'isa sheni money, that is like we saw in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta, that is, the according to Beis Hillel, the two silver coins, the two silver mois, which is the minimum amount for the chagiga. So that's as much as he has to spend from his own money. If he wants to buy an animal that costs more than that, according to Beis Hillel, he is allowed to add and bring and pay for it with ma'isa sheni money. And now the Gemara is going to bring a price to both these opinions. Tanya Kavaseid Chizkiah, Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, in the price, we're going to see that you're allowed to be toiflin mois lemois. You can add ma'isa sheni money to a chagiga, but you cannot buy a whole chagiga with ma'isa sheni money, because it says in the price, misas, which is a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vasiso chag hashvois laHashem elekecha," that you should have the Yom Tov of Shavuos for Hashem, misas nidvas yotcha, with the tribute, which is misas of your nidvas yotcha, voluntary korban, a voluntary offering, ashetitin, that you're going to give, kashi varchecha Hashem elekecha, as Hashem has blessed you. So this word misas, which is a tribute, seems to be that you're bringing money from your own money, not money which belongs to ma'isa sheni. From the word misas, a tribute, you see that a person has to bring this korban from chulin, from his own private money, min achulin. How do you know what would be a source that if you want to mix with the chulin money, you want to mix ma'isa sheni money, that it's okay? Talmud Leimer, that's where the pasuk continues, kashi avrecha Hashem aleikecha, that you can use anything that Hashem has blessed you with, and since Hashem has also given you ma'isa sheni money, you can add that in. Now the words le'oriv, which means in the brisa le'oriv, that if you want to mix, then you can't mix an animal together. You can mix money together. So the brisa that speaks about mixing imrotzel le'oriv ma'oriv, it clearly means that you can mix ma'isa sheni money with the chulin money to buy a korban chagiga, and that's the proof to Rabbi Yochanan that says that toiflin mois lemois. Tanya Kavaseid Chizkiah, the another brisa which follows Chizkiah, and that is that you are toiflin behema lebehema, that any one animal, that means the animal, the first animal you're bringing as a chagiga, has to be exclusively with ma'isa sheni, with chulin money. If you want to bring a second animal, the second animal can be from ma'isa sheni. It says in the brisa the same word misas, melamit she'odom mevi chivosim min achulin, that you see from this pasuk that a person has to bring those mandatory offerings. They have to be brought from min hachulin. It's got to be misas. It's got to be a tribute that's coming from him. Bishamai oimrim. Another brisa is going to bring a machlekas. Bishamai say yoim rishoin min hachulin. The first day, the chagiga that you're bringing on the first day, that has to be min hachulin. Since on the first day the chagiga is a chiyuv, is a choiv, so Bishamai say on the first day you have to use only chulin money. You cannot mix in any ma'isa sheni money. Mikan ve'elech, but if you're going to bring korbonus for the rest of Yontov, which is not talking about the Shalmei Chagiga, it's talking about the Shalmei Simcha, that's something else. Mikan ve'elech, the korbonus you're bringing for the rest of Yontov, you can bring min ha'ma'isa, you can use ma'isa sheni money. That was Bishamai's opinion. U'Bishilil oimrim, Bishilil argue, and they say, Achilo rishoino min achulin, the Shalmei Chagiga that you brought at the beginning of Yontov, that's got to be brought min achulin. Mikan ve'elech, however, Even on the first day of Yom Tov, when you're talking about the Shalmei Chagiga, but beyond the Achila Rishayna, beyond the very first consumption, the very first Chagiga, Mina Meiser, there you can even use Meiser Sheni money. So here it seems to be quite clear in the Braisa, Achila Rishayna means the first animal. The whole first animal has to be exclusively Chulin, Mikan Ve'elech. Any other animals, they can be even from Maisa, which is how Chizkiah learnt, and this is the Braisa like Chizkiah, where Chizkiah says that any one animal has to be exclusively from, that means the main animal has to be exclusively from Chulin, and afterwards you can bring extra animals which are from Maisa Sheni. So finishes the Braisa, V'shar kol yimoisa Pesach, all the rest of the days of Pesach, not exclusive Pesach, but even Sukkos, Odom Yetzu Yudei Chivosoi, Maisar Bahema, the Shalmei Simcha that are brought for the rest of Yom Tov, which is the rest of the days of Pesach and Sukkos, they can be used with Maisar Bahema, and it does not have to be from Chulin. And now the Gemara asks, B'Yom Tov Mai Tam Eloi, did we not see before that Bishilel said that only Achila Rishoyna, the very first Chagiga, has to be from Chulin? Any other Korbanus Chagiga that are added even on the first day on Yom Tov, one can use Maisa Sheni money from it. So if so, then why can he not use Maisa Behema as his Korban Chagiga, as the second Korban Chagiga? In the same way as you can use Maisa Sheni money, why can't he use the Maiser Behema? That's how Rashi seems to explain the question of the Gemara, and the Achreinim say that Rashi, for the same token, could have explained that if for Shalmei Simcha you can use Maiser Behema, why is that only for the rest of Yom Tov? Why can't you bring that on Yom Tov itself? Bring a Maiser Behema. Why only Shar Kol Yimoisa Pesach? But either way, however we understand the question of the Gemara, why is the concept of using a Maiser Behema animal, either for Shalmei Simcha or for the second Shalmei Chagiga, why only on Chol HaMoed, on the rest of Yom Tov and not on Yom Tov itself? Omer Ravashi explains, Dilma Osi Lasurei B'Yom Tov. We have a problem with that, because if you're going to allow a person to use Maiser Behema, which is every tenth animal, which is a korban, Maiser Behema, you're going to allow him to use it on Yom Tov proper, we're afraid maybe he's going to actually separate the Maisa on Yom Tov, V'yefshe La'asir B'Yom Tov. There's an issue of separating the Maisa Behema on Yom Tov, Mishum Skarto, because how do you make it Maisa? The animals go through a very narrow doorway, one at a time, and the tenth one puts some red dye on it, on the animal, and that's what dedicates it and says, this is the tenth animal, this is a korban. You're not allowed to do that dye on the animal on Yom Tov, and therefore we're afraid that you're going to take the Maisa Behema on Yom Tov, and therefore we do not let the Maisa Behema be used on Yom Tov. And now, just one last point, says the Gemara. We mentioned before in the Braisa, in both Braisas, that the word Misas, which is a tribute, seems to mean that a person is bringing it from his own private money, not from Maisa Sheni. Mai Mashma Dahai Misas Lishna De Chulinhu. Why is it true that the word Misas actually means that it's Chulin? Answers the Gemara Dechsiv, because it says in the Posuk, Vayosim HaMelech Achashverosh Mas Al HaMelech, that the king Achashverosh, he levied a tax, a mas, on the people of the land. And the word mas, which is taxes, has the same letters as misas mentioned in the Posuk. And taxes are clearly taken from a person's private money. And you don't give Maisa Sheni money to pay taxes. And therefore, from the similarity between tax, the mas, and the misas, we understand that the misas is only from chulin money, and that's how we learned before that anything that's brought from that od mlamich odem mevi chivosei, when a person brings a mandatory korban, it has to be min hachulin. And in Yirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.